I'll call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order, October 1st, 2018. First item's approval of the agenda. Is there a motion, please?
I'll move to approve it.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We have an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Barnier.
There is a request for executive session, Mr. Mayor. At this time, I don't anticipate formal council action on any matters considered in executive session.
Thank you. Is there a first for exec? First by Becca?
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
All 7 of us say we're going to executive session. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, included in the packet is some information report packets. The Planning Commission from 9/11, Library Board from 8/29, Hotel Bid Board from 8/28, and MUB Minutes from 8/28. Next item is announcements and praise. We've got World Habitat Day. This is something I've done here for quite a few years, and I'll read through this resolution or this proclamation real quick. World Habitat Day, whereas 13.33% of people live below the poverty line in South Dakota in 2017, whereas secure tenure not only facilitates opportunities for health improvement, civic engagement, investment, and wealth accumulation, but also provides a source of identity status and serves as a basis for the pursuit of other rights. Whereas the United Nations General Assembly has declared the first Monday in October as World Habitat Day, a time to unite in a worldwide effort to promote policies to ensure adequate shelter for all. By raising awareness and advocating for universal decent housing, we can change the systems that reinforce poverty housing and make affordable homes a reality for all. Whereas Black Hills Area Habitat for Humanity Restores have recycled over 90 tons of material in the past 4 years and will continue to address the lack of decent housing around the world, while reducing environmental impact by recycling building materials through Habitat Restores. And whereas in recognition of World Habitat Day in 2018, Black Hills Area Habitat for Humanity will continue to build and preserve simple, decent, affordable housing for families in the Black Hills. Therefore, I, Mark Karstensen, the Mayor of City of Sturgis, hereby designate October 1st, 2018 as World Habitat Day. I had a few other notes here. City Hall and City Offices will be closed next Monday for Native American Day. Tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Community Center, the county is putting on a fire and ambulance district information meeting. This week's cleanup week for Public Works. Get the stuff in the right-of-way, and Rick's crew will come get it out of your hair. On Saturday, Poet Laureate, will be here. At 9 a.m. there's breakfast, and at 10 a.m. there's a program. And also with the fire and ambulance district, the county commissioners will vote on October 25th at 10 a.m. on that item, whether to send it to election or not. That's the notes I had. Anybody have anything to add from council? Item 7, City Manager's Report. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of payroll changes to note. We do have some new EMT basics that are beginning now, and so they are paid $8.85 during orientation. Once they are complete, then they move up the pay scale to $12 per hour. Plus, we do have some referees that are starting in our recreation department. That's for basketball, volleyball, all sorts of our recreational leagues. For younger ages, they are paid at $20 per game, and then at higher ages, they are paid $25 per game. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is a consent calendar. Do we have any items there, A through G, that council wishes to remove and discuss individually?
I think maybe there should have been a couple corrections in the minutes from last meeting.
Okay.
And I'm not 100% sure. Maybe they've been changed, but I thought in the mill levy thing,
Hold on here one second. So do you want to pull A off?
Let's pull A off.
Does anybody else have any items? How about in the public? Items B through G, did any of those items need to be removed and discussed individually? So we have a request, am I hearing this right, to remove A and B? Yep, that's just setting a public hearing on that one, but we can sure pull it. It's just setting a public hearing, so there'll be more on the next one for sure, yep. Yep, so we got A that's requested to be removed. Is there any others, public or council? Is there a motion for B through G?
No.
We have a first by Ron.
Second.
We have a second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion for B through G to be approved in the consent calendar, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. We're back to A. Mr. Martinson, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. And I think, and I might be wrong on this because I don't have it right in front of me, but on the mill levy business, I think it said in the minutes that there was a change of 0.6% and 0.13% when I think it should have been just straight 6% and 13%. Am I correct in that?
You are correct.
Okay.
There also should be 7% instead of
0.6%. It's on the mill levy page.
Well, but there's a percentage sign afterwards.
But there's a percentage sign after there, so it looks like it's actually six-tenths of a point. And so shouldn't that just be simply 6% and 13%?
The first bullet point. Is there any other discussion on the minutes? We have a correction to show 7% and 13% instead of...
Yep, for all three.
Any other discussion on the minutes after the corrections? You make a motion to approve the minutes with those corrections, Dave.
I would move to approve.
We have first by Dave.
Second.
We have a second by Becca. Let's go ahead and roll call it. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Minutes are approved unanimously. Next item is the claims. Any questions from council on that? How about public questions on the claims?
The display banner for $3,000 paid to Hotel by Gold Dust.
I'm sorry, Councilwoman, which, where's that on? I just want to make sure I tell you the right.
Page three.
Yeah, okay. That is actually part of the Harley-Davidson sponsored agreement. That's something that has... City's had for at least 7 years, I think beyond that, that we hang a banner advertising Harley-Davidson at the Gold Dust Casino in Deadwood.
Any other questions on the claims? Public, go ahead, Mike.
It was discussed in rally and events, basically we're not going to do it again.
That answer your question.
So it's already been discussed at rally and events.
Are we locked in? We're not.
No. It was a one-year lease, and so that was for some of the races that occurred during the off-road rally. And so next year, if we do the off-road rally, it will not include those events. Or if it does, it will be something that the Jack Pine Gypsies will need to complete. It would not be something that the city would do.
Any other questions? Discussions on the claims. Come on up, Bonnier. What do you got?
The $13,882 is paid to Fennel Design. That was their monthly cost for the design for the City Hall remodel project. Yeah, I mean, that's for the hours that they completed that month. We pay each month based on the amount of hours that are worked on. So it's not necessarily that same amount each month, but we pay them once a month. The contract, I think, was for 8% of the total project cost. I think it was 8%. I don't remember. Or was it 7? I think it was 8%. And the budget was $1.3 million, I think. And so...
$100,000.
Yeah, close to $100,000.
Yeah, it was itemized out in one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't recall off the top of my head, but I think somewhere around there. No, they have to submit monthly invoices showing how many hours they actually worked and
what was produced.
Yeah.
On page 4, North Star Construction, the Public Works Campus for $39,470. It's some concrete work, I take it.
Is that for First Street, Rick?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of the Public Works campus, but we have two separate contracts. One is for the actual building and the site, and then the other is for the actual road project.
Okay.
Yeah, that portion does not come out of the loan from rural development. We actually pay for out of our capital improvement fund.
Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
I have a first by Ron on the claims.
Second.
I have a second by Mike. All those in favor of the claims, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That carries unanimous. Please, Faye, for the minutes.